This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey there, kiddos! It's me! No! Hey, it's okay! Hey, kiddos, hold on, it's okay! My name is JPC, and I'm... Hold on, no! Not like, not that one. It's not the one you've read about in the papers. They got him. He's off the streets.
Yay!
My name's JPC the Clown, and I'm here. Hold on, now, come on. Be fair. Give a person a chance. Can't you give a person a chance?
You're the man who bought my dog dinner.
He looked hungry.
Hi, kids. It's me, Princess Erin.
Yay!
Wait, why am I saying yay?
And I'm here to kill the scary clown, JPC.
Yay! Holy crap, my first response was yay to that. I gotta talk to my shrink. Honestly, I got issues I need to work out.
And no. I'm here with my jester, Adol Refai.
Yay!
That's me going upstairs.
And he's going to do the killing for me so I don't have blood on my hands. Yay!
Oh, what's this up my sleeve? It's a never-ending knife.
You're cutting your arm.
Ow.
All right, but get Adol. I got good news. That happened in a scene and not in real life. You're totally fine.
What?
Adol the jester, though, is dead.
Yeah, we can't undo that.
Word okay. Avalanche. The jestering jester just... Okay, no, Adol, stop.
I have shut down my children's party business, and I'm fully recommitting myself to this podcast. Welcome to Hey Riddle Riddle. That's Adol Refai.
That was Eric Keith. Podcast for children.
And this is a riddle podcast that we started in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know what? Fuck it. Okay.
Sure.
It started in 2011.
We started it right around the time that those iPod commercials went out of style. Remember, it was like a black silhouette dancing in front of colors to like the Hives or something?
Yeah, and then like Feist would be like, 1, 2, 3. Yeah. We were like, iPod Nanos.
I want to dance like those black silhouettes are dancing.
This is a Hey Riddle challenge.
I challenge all the listeners. You prove to us we didn't start this in 2011.
Yeah, prove
fucking
it.
Fucking proof.
Burden of the proof is on the accuser, motherfucker.
And don't
the legal system.
Don't send us a screenshot of your podcast player showing the date of the first episode, because you don't know when that was recorded.
Yeah,
you doctored it, and you definitely doctored it. So.
And here's a little hint. We went by a different name before we changed it to Hey Riddle Riddle. So get at it, sleuths.
Yeah.
That's a hard
one. Someone's
going to
figure out that we were, wait, don't tell me.
wait, don't solve me. But it was spelled W-E-I-G-H-T.
Remember when we used to record in person?
Yes.
I
do, yeah, that was 2011.
Couldn't possibly be, no.
Isn't that kind of, I know that was 10 years ago now, 11. Isn't that so weird that we used to just like, we would like drive to a place and then we'd walk in and then sometimes we'd get each other like Wendy's or coffee. And then we would sit down and see each other. And then we would... am I the only one who remembers this?
I used to go in every week and wonder, how the fuck is this table so sticky? And now I live here
it's my table, and I know exactly why it's so sticky. It's me! It was me the whole time! I'm the stickiest boy in Candy Town!
And JBC, do you want to let people know when that children's book will be out on shelves, The Stickiest Boy in Candy Town?
I do. So as soon as a couple little legal loopholes get worked out, my publisher and my press release, pretty much everybody involved was on the flight logs.
We share a lawyer, and I overheard that our lawyer saying that you can't have drawings of things in a book and then have a real photo of a human penis.
Well, luckily, our lawyer was murdered in prison. So we're in the clear.
You know what? Our lawyer was such a gossip that I'm glad that.
May his secrets rest with him.
Isn't that so crazy? I was just thinking about how crazy it was, but I guess you guys don't think it's that crazy. That's okay if you don't think it's crazy. I think it's kind of insane.
I do. Aaron, I do.
She stopped.
I feel crazy. I feel crazy that you don't find that crazy. Am I crazy?
I really spiraled back there.
I do think it is crazy, but I just can't. I simply can't wrap my head around it in terms of, like, I remember it, but the feeling is gone. And that goes for most of my emotions. The feeling is gone. I am, you know how sometimes when you get up and you've been sitting for too long and your legs are like, no, buddy, no, there's no circulation down here. Come back another time.
Huh?
That's how my emotional well-being is. It's just numb.
Amen.
How are you sitting? We gotta get you a new chair.
Please.
By the way, that shouldn't be happening on most chairs.
I currently just sit on Gemma.
ow.
Hey, you guys, I have a question for you, and I would really appreciate if you answered honestly.
Is this a riddle or a question?
No, it's a real question. How was your weekend? Don't lie.
How was our weekends or weeks?
Okay.
Well, she said, how was your weekend?
Yes. Okay.
And don't lie.
And she said also, Adel, she said, don't lie.
Don't lie. Okay. I got to be honest, I can't even remember what I did before we got in this recording.
Okay, he's not lying.
What did I do? I feel like Gemma was out of town on a work trip, and Sadia's moving out of my place soon. She found a new place, so she'll be gone after her lovely stay here. So I think I just, like, sat around the house and, like, cleaned up a little bit, played with the cats, scritched brisket on his little chin, scritched fries on his little butt, and watched the NBA All-Star Weekend. It was overall a good time. It was a good weekend.
Sounds
from
cozy.
What I can remember. Yeah,
lots
JBC,
of
what did you do?
Scritching of butts and chins.
Lots of scritches of butts.
It's funny because this weekend I had a really relaxing weekend. I think I did the same thing. I centered myself. I took two baths. That's right,
nice.
Two baths. I took a Friday night bath and a Saturday night bath. I think the weekend starts for me on a Friday.
Whatever
night.
Happened to Saturday bath?
The like Mariah was gone on Saturday and I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to take another bath. Like I had a conversation with myself and it was like, it's been a while. Like if you just had a bath, you could wait a couple days before you have another bath. And by the way, this is the only way I clean myself. I do what the cat does, where I try to lick every inch of my body that I can get with my tongue.
With your leg straight up in the air.
In the air, making full on eye contact with spaghetti.
One time JPC and I shared a hotel room. We probably have a few times, but recently when we did the Shadow Puppets and we shared a hotel room, JPC said, excuse me, I'm going to go take a bath. And then he stood at the foot of his bed and sprayed himself with Axe body spray.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, I'm done. Do you need in?
Well, he was 13 at the time. Okay, so.
Oh, no. I'm ruined.
Hold on. Adel was 40. Wait, no. Damn. Two baths in one weekend is an indulgence, and
JBC,
I felt indulged.
You, on our review crew, when we talked about taking baths and other such self-care things, said, I'm going to try to take more baths. And you followed through on your promise, and I'm very impressed.
You know, because if I'm thinking about it, I think I want multiple baths in a week. If a week goes by and I took multiple baths, I can look back at that week and say this week was a success for me.
You deserved it.
Thank you.
You know, I don't. Same review crew. I don't enjoy baths. I think I'm going to try some of the tools and tips and tricks that you all mentioned.
Hammer baths.
See if I can set myself up for a more successful bath. But I will say, just to be positive, I do enjoy the word bath, And bathed, like when someone's like bathed in sunlight, I think that's a really cool word.
That's really that's lovely. I mean, you could make anything positive. I don't like murder, but the word has lots of fun R's in it, so that's cool.
Ooh, and a curvy D.
Great.
My favorite bath. Okay, should we start that podcast? My favorite bath?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, buddy, no. Your enthusiasm and everything else is misplaced.
Oh, so another thing that happened to me this weekend, too, is I thought my freezer may have broken. But I don't know.
You got somebody calling you asking if it's running?
Yeah, they asked me if it was running. Stuff in my freezer started to melt. And what I do have in my freezer is three pints of ice cream. And they all kind of melted and like dripped into my freezer. And I had to like clean out my freezer, which also I really liked I liked cleaning up my freezer. It was a fun activity for me to clean an excuse to clean a freezer. What better way to start the day? But I did eat some of that melty ice cream because I was like, it's going to go to waste. I'm going to have to throw this melty ice cream away. And I don't know what happened with the meltingness of the ice cream, but it made me pretty sick.
Well, once it melts, it was not good on my guts. Yeah. Once it melts, it is legally water cream. And water cream is not good for anyone.
No. The water cream, the milk water was really bad for old JPC. I do remember that, but I don't think my freezer's actually broken. So that low light turned into a highlight, actually.
I will say, and JPC just jogged my memory, Aaron. I don't know if it was this weekend, but it was sometime in the last like 5 days. I did buy some on JPC's recommendation.
Oh, yes.
I did find some Jenny's in my local store. That's right near JPC and I bought some Brambleberry Crisp, which to me, Brambleberry does not appeal to me. Blueberry is one of my least favorite flavors, blueberry and black licorice and white chocolate, all the color flavors. But I bought a pint just to humor JPC, and then I sent him a text at 7:23 p.m. Wednesday night, and I said, okay, fine. I tried your precious Brambleberry Crisp, and it's fucking delicious.
And it humored
me. It is so good. I think he did ha-ha on it. And then he said, okay, next time try blackout chocolate cake.
Yeah, that one's also very fucking good.
But I will say that I think it's like the little oats that are in it fully make it because there's a nice creamy texture, but there is that texture in there. It's just, it's a goddamn delight.
I am starving. What did you do?
It was, and as good as it was when I was quote unquote sober, I took an edible later that night and ate it high. And my mouth was a fucking carnival. Like it was, I ascended to a new level. And I did not think I would like it. All the details, if you added them all up, it's something anti-addle, but it was so good. So JPC, thank you for that.
What a delightful treat, JPC.
You're very welcome. Yeah.
Well done.
Aaron, how's your weekend?
I robbed a bank. Not a lie. I'm holding myself to the same standards I held you to.
You're holding yourself hostage?
Exactly. It was good. It was fine. I don't think I did that much. I just sort of like ate little snacks. I filmed a sketch with some of my friends. I normally don't like to be in filmed things very much, but we filmed a sketch and I had a lot of fun. So that was my entire weekend.
Can you tease what you played or who you played?
Yeah, so we did like a sequel to a sketch we filmed in like 2018 or something like that, maybe even 2017.
The long-awaited sequel.
Nuva Onion Rings?
And it was like three of the funniest people I think in the world, Jordan Lee Cohen, Elizabeth Andrews, and Jesse Kendall. Elizabeth, who was just on our show.
Wait, let me write these down. GPC,
I think one of my favorite is George Clooney. I mean, the pranks he does.
He's so funny.
The pranks he does, he's funny.
Exactly.
If someone's hot and they're funny, it makes them funnier.
Damn.
So, as you can tell by how much bullshit we've done, I'm Old Man Puzzles today. And I think that we're going to be able to stick with the same listener-submitted riddles from just one person, I think. So, these come from Jeremy. Thank you so much for these, Jeremy. I think that you guys are going to have a lot of fun doing them. Maybe not. I can't tell the future. Okay. I'm going crazy. She's spiraling again. And no, I'm crazy. Okay. She's me and she's crazy. And that is what. Okay. All right. Uh-oh. Okay. Jeremy wrote these. I think that they're all original and they're really, really fun. I baked up a batch of some warm-up puzzies for you to enjoy.
Ooh.
The format
wait,
is
When were they baked? We might have to throw them out.
No, they're still good. I looked at the expiration date. They're still
okay.
good.
Okay.
The format is a movie title where the last word or syllable flows into the first word or syllable of a song title. So basically, you're just like pushing together a movie title and a song title.
It's almost like the Jeopardy category before and after kind of ish.
All right. So here's the example one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes.
Sir Mix-a-Lot's Anaconda Don't Want None Unless It's Driving a DeLorean, hun.
I like big butts to the future.
No, it's the title. It's the title.
Baby Got Back to the Future.
There you go.
Big butts to the future.
I do think we need to stop recording because I do need to sit down in a dark room and process what you just said.
Marty, my anaconda don't want none.
I like big butts in the future. Perfect. Well, that's...
It's not you, Marty. It's your butts.
And Jeremy includes the years that the song and the movie came out, just in case you struggle with it.
Got it.
So, great.
Pants, where we're going, we don't need pants.
Is any of this fun?
No, it is. It definitely is. This is what
I think all of it.
This is what your job is, Adel. You're doing your job.
Commentary.
J-Lo's hit tune about the anticipation of her zombie babe. So this one's hard, I think.
Anticipation for zombie babe. Waiting for tonight.
Oh, you got... Okay, I'm surprised that you got that.
But I don't know about a zombie babe.
Ginny from the Attack of the Block.
Think of a zombie... Actually, that's nice very one, bruv. Funny.
Believe, trust.
You're so... I mean, you got the correct song. So think of a zombie movie that might start with the end of that.
Waiting for Tonight of the Living Dead.
Yes.
Ooh, nice one.
I couldn't get
that one, so I'm surprised.
I was
just
thrown
surprised.
By zombie babe. I kept thinking like kids or pigs.
All right, I want to see a scene. So here's the zombie babe. Damn. I wish I was listening to that instead
my brains,
of thinking
that'll
of the
do,
scene
pig, please,
that I want
that'll
to
do. Now,
now we'll never see that scene. I want to see a scene. So we are in a zombie survival horror thing. We are three of the last survivors, and we're all like going over our special skills. Aaron, Adel and I are going to have like real special skills that would help us in a zombie survival. And you are like a pop singer. And so that's what will be revealed.
All right, let's take stock of everyone's capabilities. Just so we know when we're in a situation, once we leave this warehouse, who can do what? Okay, Tad here. I can scale walls. I can make a campfire. I can hack a computer. I'm trained in all 14 martial arts. Don't make me list them. And I can hotwire a car.
Wait, I'm sorry. I'm not going to make you list them. Krav Maga, is that three or is that one?
I count it as three because there are three different moves. Krav means head, ma means hands, ga means feet.
Because I all 14, but in my mind I was like, I know all 12. But then I'm like,
no,
Krav Maga
is three.
But that's three, so then I know 14.
Totally,
yeah, and Taekwondo is also three.
Good, oh my God. Good, because I was counting
same.
Taekwondo as three, yes.
Let me bow to you.
Can't wait to find a shared interest with them. Cool. Yeah.
So that's Tad's list. Who else wants to go?
Dat here. I've said my name a bunch of times.
It's Tad backwards. I never realized that till just now.
That's wild. This is so weird.
Perfect block. Wow.
Perfect block. Perfect attack. This is weird. I've got a tattoo on my chest of a two-headed dragon, and sometimes I do feel pain, and I'm wondering if... If when you get hurt, I feel... this is way up.
That is insane. I have this pendant that I also have a... let me say, I also have a two-headed dragon.
Thank God. I left that out there hanging, and I was like, he doesn't have it.
But it's...
Dad, he doesn't have it.
It's a tails. I guess it's two dragon tails.
It
and I also have this gold pendant that was given to me by my benefactor.
My benefactor. Yeah. I got the pendant.
Oh my God. Sorry, this go ahead with your skills. Go ahead with your skills.
I can turn anything into a weapon. I can shoot helicopters with my mind. I have, I think 35, 40 foot jump kick. Again, all the martial arts, all 14.
Wow.
And I'm an explosives expert. Oh my God. We were so rude. We're going on and on and on. Who do we have here?
Hi, I'm Tiff. So happy, so happy to
backwards.
Be here.
Tiff.
Backwards I
is
can.
Fit. That's nothing. Can we, do you have any tattoos?
No tattoos. I here are my skills though. Right. I can lip sync, and my voice can be auto-tuned. I can slap waiters, and what else?
Okay, interesting. Do you, well, tell us who's your benefactor and what medallion did they leave you?
I
I manipulated another singer into buying me this necklace.
Okay.
Just for sport to feel something. Yeah. But I can sing. And I
the zombies heard us. They're climbing through the window.
I did get bitten, and I'm not sure if it's relevant.
Okay, that's a bit. Yeah, you lead with that. If I'm being honest, Dat here again. Dat, we look so similar.
I was going to say, you guys look like twins. So similar. You guys look like twins, I was going to say. But also, I was going to say, brains.
Hold on.
Lead
Ted.
With that. Next time, lead with brains. Yes.
Ted,
yes.
Stay back.
Yes,
stay back.
Bat. Well, Dat.
Bat? What do you think, your name's Tab?
Sorry, I was also bitten by a bat.
Oh my god, I was bitten by a bat.
Oh my god, it's...
helicopter sound.
It's a helicopter.
Hold on, let me blow it up with my mind. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry, one of the things that I said was a dream that I had. So I think that's it.
That was a test, and you failed.
Scene. Seed.
Okay.
I can make anything work. I can shoot down helicopters with my brain.
Smash Mouth hit featuring aging silver screen star Norma Desmond.
All Star Wars.
All Star is Born?
All Star Wars. No.
Is it All Star is Born?
Let's start with Smash Mouth.
Okay.
Think of one of their
walking
songs.
Walking on the sun. Sunday in the park with George. Walking on the sun.
Sun.
Day Bloody Sunday. Walking on the sun.
Sunset Boulevard.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You
Somebody
got it.
Somebody once watched me.
Remember? Okay, there's audio somewhere on one of our episodes, our Patreon episode, where we try to do that song as a round.
I can't
because
believe
of JPC.
I do remember
so
that. I can't believe that we did that and we recorded it and we put it out there and it's still there and people can go listen to it and all they have to do is pay $5 a month patreon.com.
Oh, hold on. I just found the clip.
Wild.
Somebody once told me the world was going to roll me. I wonder if I did the same bit last time. Probably. I haven't evolved because of the pandemic. I'm stuck. Okay.
No, Aaron, that was the audio from last time.
Oh, she's dumb. She's cute, but she's dumb. She's tall, but she's dumb.
Excuse me, ma'am. Here's your mozzarella sticks. Ah, right in the face.
Okay, so. Do you like these?
Can I just say, these are incredible. I would say this is one of the top three things we've done on the show.
In terms of
how my brain works. This is great.
Guys, can we do something crazy?
Yes.
Do I sound like a turkey?
No one in the history of time has ever done this. You sound like a turkey drowning.
No, give it a chance. Really listen.
Okay. A turkey drowning. You sound like a turkey drowning.
Great. Thank you for giving it a chance. I want to do something crazy.
You sound
crazy.
Like a turkey doing an impression of a turkey. Does that make sense?
A turkey mocking its friend.
Listen to you.
JBC hates this so much. No. I'll cut it out.
I truly was getting a vivid flashback because I never in my life saw my dad be like silly. But he told me like it's a dirty joke, I guess. One time when I was a kid, not a kid, but like younger, and the joke, which I guess I could tell, but the setup is like a guy is at a bar with his friend, and he sees a very attractive woman from across the bar, and she kind of blows him a kiss, and he turns to his friend and he goes, "Hey, this woman across the bar, she blew me a kiss. What do I do?" And he goes, "Blow her a kiss back. You gotta blow her a kiss back." And so he blows her a kiss back, and then she like winks at him, and he goes, "She's winking at me. What do I do?" And he goes, "You gotta wink back." And so he winks back, and then she and the joke goes on, and then she flashes him, and she like just flashes him her breast, and he goes, "Dude, she just showed me her breast. What do I do?" And she goes, "Dude, you gotta show her your nuts." And so he looks across the bar and goes, "Blah, blah, 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 blah." And my dad and my dad is like a very stoic guy, and I was like, "Man, what a joke for a stoic person to do!"
That's
hooray!
Fantastic.
Here's my crazy idea.
Yes,
there are so many of these, 68 yes. to be specific.
Can we add one?
Jeremy didn't want us getting too horny.
Jeremy,
but what if we just
submitted 68 of these?
Yeah. What if we just got through them super quickly?
Wow. Okay. Yeah,
people get on us about not doing enough riddles, and now you can't get mad. Let's go.
Sorry. This is a riddle app.
That is a ton of riddles. We've never done that many riddles in an episode. This would be a record. Can we start? Can we decide we're going to break a record at the halfway point? Is that crazy? Okay. We're going to go on a break.
No.
Okay. No.
Yes.
No. Three before we go on break.
No.
Real quick.
No.
Please.
We're going on a break, and then when we come back from this break, no shenanigans, just riddles.
Just riddles.
Ooh, we're breaking our record
like
today.
Okay.
Are we doing it? Are you
we're
guys in?
It. We're yes. in.
Okay, great. We're doing it. We'll be right back from break.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin.
Mm.
Claritin.
Oh, JBC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Mm. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JBC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claritin, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I'm a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your
Woo.
Local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription.
Woo-hoo.
So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hi, and we're back. We are going to break our record today on the show, and let's get into it. A bop from The Who about a deaf, dumb, and blind boy headed to the Emerald City.
Pinball Wizard of Oz.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Damn.
Dusty Springfield croons about her sordid past with Clark Kent.
I know Superman.
You have the man.
I can picture Dusty Springfield's album, but I can't pinpoint any songs.
Wait, the man.
Oh, no,
wait.
No, not that. Yeah, Man of Steel. You're right.
We didn't say Man of Steel.
Oh, sorry.
Superman.
We all said Superman.
No, it's, yeah.
Superman, Man of Steel, pedal guitar?
What the
man
fuck?
Man of Steel, my heart?
What does Dusty Springfield sing?
That's
Son
the thing.
Of a...
I can't think of any of her songs.
Son of a Preacher Man.
Yeah. Son of a Preacher Man of Steel. Great.
Son of a Preacher Man of Steel.
Those crazy Blues Brothers jam about Kim Cattrall coming to life to fall in love with Andrew McCarthy.
Oh, is this
Blues Brothers 2000? Because if it is,
I'm a soul mannequin.
Yeah, great job.
Oh, wow, yeah, Kim Cattrall is in Mannequin.
Billy Joel
She was the titular mannequin.
Of course. Uh-huh. Billy Joel loves her even though, one time that DVD got stuck in my laptop. Doesn't matter. Billy Joel loves her even though
Aaron, by the way,
I will be following up about this.
That sounds like a lie that you tell someone to be like, it's not mine, it's just a DVD that's stuck in my laptop.
No, it was stuck for like a month. It's my friend Damon's. It doesn't matter. Billy Joel loves her even though she's been institutionalized with Angelina Jolie.
She's always a something to me. What's that song? She's always Uptown Girl. Uptown Girl Interrupted.
Yeah.
Uptown Girl Interrupted.
Okay.
Oh, that one was reversed. That was the song first.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck me.
And this so was Preacher Man of Steel.
This is getting pretty hard for old JPC.
Earth, Wind, and Fire disco ditty about animated young dinosaurs that'll make you cry every time.
September dinosaurs.
September Land Before Time.
Okay.
Do you remember?
That is very fun, but no.
Land Before Time, September.
September Fern Gully. September.
No, it's not September, right?
Is Land Before Time the correct second part?
Yeah.
Yes. So what is another Earth, Wind, and Fire song that's not September?
Oh, God.
If you don't know, I think you might not know it.
No, okay. I definitely know it because I know Earth, Wind, and Fire's catalog pretty exhaustively.
So it ends with land, we have to assume.
It ends with land. Aaron, can you...
Sugar land?
Can you hum a few thousand bars from it?
I don't... okay,
don't
let's...
want to?
I think that it's going to be... what's like a disco word?
Funk. Funk land before time. Dance.
Groove.
Land. Boogie.
Alice,
Boogie land?
Yep, Boogie Wonderland before
Boogie
time.
Boogie Wonderland.
Great.
That's right.
Okay, ready? Shakira jam about her time keeping her body safe on a lifeboat with an angry tiger. On a lifeboat with
hips
an angry tiger.
Don't life of pie.
Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Aaron said
this one's for Aaron, so thank you.
So he doesn't eat you on a boat.
A group,
I never saw that movie, but I heard it was really good.
Book was good.
It was really beautiful looking. A group of scrappy young orphans lead a song and dance in this British biblical comedy.
Newsies, Father Ted. Newsies.
Girls, like young kid. Like it's from
Annie.
Mm-hmm. What's the big song in that?
Hard Knock Tomorrow. Life.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Hard Knock Life of
Wait,
Brian.
Is it Hard Knock Life?
Yeah, Hard Knock Life of Brian. Great job.
Oh.
Sappy Rod Stewart ballad filmed in black and white featuring Gene Wilder and Madeline Kahn. Just watch
Wake
this.
Up Maggie May, Young Frankenstein. Young Frankenstein Turks? No, Young Turks is Faces song, not Rod Stewart, but he was the lead singer of Faces.
Okay.
Forever Young Frankenstein.
Yay.
Forever Young Frankenstein.
Even Cyndi Lauper knows that Fanny Bryce loves a good time.
Girls just want to have fun.
Fun interrupted.
Fanny Bryce.
It's a musical.
Girls just want to have fun.
With Barbara Streisand.
Funny girl. Girls just want to have funny girl.
Nice.
That's almost a palindrome.
Wherever you go, whatever you do. That's not from Funny Girl. That's from Gypsy.
Pink Floyd banger about Gordon Gekko at the height of 80s capitalism.
The Wall Street.
No.
What?
The Wall is the name of the album.
Yeah, there's a song called...
Just Another Brick in the Wall Street.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Disney classic about the troubled relationship of two stars headed in opposite directions on the Walk of Fame. This one's kind of hard.
Wait, you said it's a Disney classic? What is it?
Yeah, so the song is the Disney classic.
Oh, okay.
And then the movie's about a troubled relationship of two stars.
I can show you The Worlds Apart.
I would say it's like the Disney classic, perhaps the one that plays at the beginning of a Disney movie.
Lion King, Circle of Life.
No, it plays at the beginning of all the Disney movies when it shows the castle.
Oh, it's When You Wish Upon a Star.
Is Born.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
A Scooby Dooby Dooby Doo.
Let me get one more look at you, Lady Gaga.
That is something that was a great time for the internet. Remember that? Yeah. And everyone was editing different things he was talking to. What a dream.
Yeah. Let me get one more look at you.
Epic Don McLean track that combines American pop culture with a bunch of idiot stoners like James Franco and Seth Rogen.
Die Hard Pineapple Express.
American Pineapple Express.
JBC, I did love yours, though.
Oh, John McLean. I'm sorry. Never mind. Oh,
and I'm so sorry. Aaron, I do have to legally yell, drinking beer with my football friends, or whatever the fuck they
Thank
say.
Thank God you did, because we would have been in so much trouble. Lady
I
Gaga...
walked by so many house parties in college that were singing that, and it was just the worst. Sorry, go ahead.
Lady Gaga dance tune about you weren't invited to those parties. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was going to say, was it just the worst because you were like slowly kicking a can?
Doesn't matter. We're breaking a record.
Crying, looking in the window.
Lady Gaga dance tune about the early adventures of Michael Douglas and Kathleen Turner.
Ra, 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 Robin Hood.
Oh my God. Everything is off. Everything is a little bit off there.
What's the movie?
Bad Romancing the Stone?
Yeah, you got it, but damn, that's my favorite answer so far.
Dance Wall Street.
A Cher classic that goes completely off the rails, jumping through history and legend from the mind of Terry Gilliam. Mm.
If I could turn back time, bandits.
Nice.
Wow.
Got that so far.
And I am going to start singing them.
I love that. Please.
If you can, you should.
Olivia, if it pleases the court.
Yeah, it does. The court is very pleased. That's disgusting. Olivia Newton-John roller skates her way into the middle of... Olivia Newton-John roller skates her way into the middle of Brooklyn's tense racial relationships centered around Sal's in the Spike Lee joint.
Aaron, I think you're thinking of a little movie and song called Xana Do the Right Thing.
Yeah, that isn't that one good?
That's very good.
Yeah, Xana
good.
Do the Right Thing is
These are
good.
Incredible. Jeremy... Please hit me up on social media, and I will buy you dinner.
Oh, wow. Holy
wow.
shit.
Wow. Wow,
Rolling Stones all. Classic about welding, modern dance, and buckets of water.
This is Jumping Jack Flashdance?
Yeah. Jumping Jack Flashdance.
Adel, these really scratch your brain, huh?
Truly, this is like exactly how my brain works.
Alana Miles' badass ballad about Alana Miles' badass ballad that skewers modern art, ego, and violence like a modern slasher.
I don't know Alana Miles. Who is
modern
Alana Miles?
Slasher? Is that Scream?
No, it's the
Funny
what?
Games?
It's the
Is it a Michael Henke or whatever?
No, movie? Is it a Halloween? Or,
it's like a famous horror franchise that came. I
Halloween.
Think the first one was
Nightmare
like
on
early
Elm Street.
2000s.
Early 2000s.
Early 2000s. Oh, a Saw?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's Saw. And what's the first part?
I don't know this thing. Would I know this song?
Yeah.
Alana Miles.
I'll just
part.
Give it to you.
No. Say the first part one more time.
Alana Miles' badass ballad that skewers modern art, ego, and violence like a modern slasher.
Does she sing like Titanium or something? Who
something
that?
Something with Saw in it though. That or the ends in like Saw.
But it's a certain type of Saw.
Can you hum the song? Buzz Saw.
Yeah.
Oh, Wrecking Saw, Miley Cyrus.
No.
Can you sing the song without or hum
I don't
it?
Know. I don't know of the song, but I don't know the song.
All right, I'll admit defeat.
Black Velvet Buzz Saw.
Oh, Black Velvet in that little boy's eyes. I love that song.
I've never heard that song.
I assumed it was like Pat Benatar or something.
Quintessential Harry Belafonte Calypso classic that's really more of an Appalachian comedy retelling of Homer's Odyssey.
Shake, 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 Sonora. Sonora. Sonora Efron.
I'd say
shake.
The even more famous somehow.
I don't know.
Oh.
Harry Belafonte. The one that was in Beetlejuice.
It ends with O, because it's mm-hmm. O Brother Where Art Thou. So...
Deo,
Brother Arthur.
Daylight,
yeah.
Come and me one come. Okay.
Oh, okay.
How did I miss the Beetlejuice one?
I know.
I don't know. That was an old Brother Arthur one. There might be a Beetlejuice one, and if you miss that, you're fucked.
Actually, I think I was singing Deo, Shake, 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 Sonora. I think is a lyric in Deo, right?
No, that's Jump in the Line, Rock
Your
Body, and
I'm
okay. I'm
thinking of when Winona Ryder gets levitated at the end, yeah.
Yeah. Village People hit where Jim Carrey might go for some man-on-man or man-on-dolphin action.
YMCA Sventura Pet Detective.
Yeah. That one was hard to read. Cole Porter musical classic featuring witty banter and wordplay between Goose and Iceman.
This is Top Gun, and mm-hmm. the what is the
I don't know the song.
Blow, what's Gabriel,
it?
Blow.
Who is it?
Blow, Gabriel, oh. Top Gun. Oh, yes, it's Blow, Gabriel, Top Gun.
Who's the singer here?
Up on Top Gun? Up on, what's that song?
It's Cole Porter, so he wrote it.
He wrote Anything Goes. Yeah. Anything Goes Top Gun. Anything...
And so it's in Anything Goes.
Hey, Jeremy, do you know any indie rock? Come on, bitch, help me out.
I know this. It's the one at the beginning of Anything Goes.
You're the top.
You're the top gun. Yeah. Because if baby, you're the bottom, I'm the top, I think is the lyric at the end of that. So that's kind of fun.
That's the lyric?
Yeah, can I tell you how I... What's up?
Can I tell you how I exhausted my mental bandwidth and got that? It's because you went, you're on top.
Yeah.
You're at the top.
Hey, Adela, just trying to help a buddy
And
out.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I needed it.
We're going to get that record.
Shut up, Adela.
No
up, Adel.
Asterisk.
While they may have gotten busted for lip syncing, Milli Vanilli knew whose fault it is.
Blame it on the Rain Man?
They don't make it home in time to watch Wapner. Yep. Blame it on the Rain Man. Thank you for getting that so fast. Yeah. Shania Twain goes toe-to-toe with Nurse Ratched.
Man, I feel like a woman.
Oh, the Nurse Ratched is...
Oh, it's from Jack Nicholson, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. So. Yeah. You're still the one. Still the One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Nice. Yeah. You are great. All right.
Christopher Lloyd's first movie role?
And his first song. That he ever listened to.
And Danny DeVito's first movie?
The police get lost in the Amazon and turn on the red light for a huge killer.
Roxanna Conda.
Yeah.
Wow.
My Roxanna Conda don't want nothing.
Adel, is this making your day a little better?
This is making my day.
He's so happy.
If this were like a game show, I think I would be like the Ken Jennings of this.
I think you're right.
JVC disagrees.
I was saying, it's like, if Jeopardy was one category, I'd be the Ken Jennings of Jeopardy. Like, the whole point is that Ken Jennings knows a lot of shit.
Marvin Gaye really wants to know how the lives of Henry Fonda and Katharine Hepburn play out.
Let's get it on Golden Pond.
Is that right?
Let's get it on Golden Pond. What? What's going on? I'm sorry. What's going on Golden Pond?
Yeah, there you go.
Wow, okay.
Princess Elsa can't be bothered by the antics of one notorious Bond villain.
Let it go, Mr. Doctor, you've become
an agent of chaos in this, and I really appreciate it. It makes it seem like it's gonna be more impressive.
Agent of chaos, if you accept this mission, please scream into your ass.
What is it? Is it, let's build a snowman?
Nope.
No.
Let it go.
Let it Goldfinger.
Yeah. Let it
well,
Goldfinger.
If Let It Goldfinger works, then by the way, Let It Goldeneye works as well.
It doesn't. And I don't make the rules in this very specific Jeopardy.
Jeremy!
Demi Lovato warns us all of the impending vegetarian apocalypse in this silly splatter film.
Huh.
So, Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs? No.
I don't know a lot of Demi Lovato.
Something like that.
What, do you know the movie that's being referenced here?
Can you read it? Vegetarian Silly Slasher? What was it?
Apocalypse in the Silly Splatter Film.
Is that the one with Mark Wahlberg that was M. Night Shyamalan? The Happening?
There's like a fruit in it. Or I guess some people think it's a vegetable, but it's tomato.
Attack of the Killer Tomatoes.
Uh-huh.
So Panic like Attack of the...
Heart Attack of the Killer Tomatoes?
Yeah, you got it.
Oh, okay. Nice.
A lovely young Puerto Rican girl is in love with a hooker with a heart of gold, Vivian.
West Side Pretty Woman.
It's the song from West Side Story.
How do you solve a problem like Maria Pretty Woman?
There you go.
I feel Pretty Woman.
Yeah, that just hurt my brain so much. I was like, oh, it's a musical, I guess, and they're both Maria.
It's amazing that I know one song from that musical, so we
Every
should give it a
time I look at from, Officer Krupp.
You know one song from Sound of Music, not West Side Story, which we're referring
a
to.
A musical.
There we go.
Julie Andrews was in both.
The bearded lady and her chosen family sing their hearts out to stay out of Regina's burn book.
Mean Girls, and it's Mean Girl. No, what was that Hugh Jackman
bearded
movie?
Lady.
Mm-hmm. Hugh Jackman, Zac Efron. Is that the movie?
Oh, that's the.
But I can't remember
movie?
The name of it. I didn't like it.
But it's a song from that movie.
Showman, the greatest showman.
No, it's the.
But it's
It's a song from that movie.
It's a song from The Greatest Showman because it's Mean Girls.
I forgot all the songs.
I am Lou. I am who I'm meant to be.
Wait, I got a question.
Blank, blank.
Mm-hmm. Was that movie full of original music or was it one of those like cover movies?
Original.
I think it was original. Because there's one good song that's Hugh Jackman singing with Zac Efron and they're like, okay, let's go. They're like trying to negotiate terms to work together and it's actually a very catchy
My
song.
Sister
so catchy,
and I
can't remember any of it.
My sister and I, the same moment, we died laughing because we realized that that song was both of our secret shames. Because we were
why
like,
give me nickels on the dimes.
We were like, do you maybe know that? Have you ever heard? And we're like, well, I listen to it all the time.
One identity with a fan.
There you go.
I'm a stronger man, Javert.
JBC, we're still impressed. This is Mean.
This is Mean. This is Mean Girls.
This is Mean Girls. Okay.
Stop, Chevy Chase, stop trying to make Fletch happen. I just had to say that.
Simon and Garfunkel have written the new fight song for Bobby Boucher's beloved Mud Dogs.
Bobby Boucher?
Bridge Over Troubled Water Boy.
Yeah.
Oh.
I don't think I've seen Waterboy.
Bobby Boucher.
Bobby Boucher. Yeah, Bobby Waterboy. Boucher. Waterboy, it's one of the best lines in all of cinema history. No, you remember when Bobby showed up at halftime and the Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl?
I'm just young boy.
The Mud Dogs won the Bourbon Bowl. That'll be with me forever.
The lead singer of the Angels, man, is coming home. And whoever's been setting fires all over Chicago, better watch out.
What? The lead singer of the Angels? What was it?
The lead singer of the Angels, man, is coming home. And whoever's been setting fires all over Chicago, better watch out.
Huh.
I don't know.
I don't know either of these references.
My boyfriend's backdraft.
Oh, my boyfriend's back and you're going to be in trouble.
Oh,
Kurt Russell, Alec Baldwin, and other stars.
REM's hit about the May to December romance of Cher and Nick Cage.
That's
me in a corner. That's me watching Moonstruck.
You know
the man on. If you believe the man, they put a man on the Moonstruck.
Yeah, man.
The
on
man
the
on the Moonstruck.
The man on the Moonstruck.
Bobby McFerrin.
Are you riffing on Elvis?
Bobby McFerrin's catchy little earworm of a song about a hockey idiot with anger management issues.
Don't worry, be happy, Gilmore.
Switching things up to save Grandma's house.
Don't worry, be happy, Gilmore.
Yeah, that's one of my other favorites.
We're getting into the Adam Sandler block of these.
Yeah.
The price is wrong, bitch.
Let's see. Melissa Etheridge hires a burly contractor to build her a shoe closet, then loses her memory only to discover where she really belongs at the end.
But I'm the only one, Amnesia.
Come to my window, flowers for Algernon.
I don't know if you're going to get this one.
Is this the Anna Faris movie that was a remake?
I don't know.
Where she's like a celebrity.
Overboard?
Who...
Yeah. Overboat? Yeah. Overboat?
I
it's Overboard?
Come Overboard, yeah. Good memory.
Wow.
This time, REM and the B-52's Kate Pearson jam about a Wes Craven allegory about urban racial inequality within a spooky, bizarre horror tale.
That's me in the Candyman. That's me in the spotlight. Is it Candyman? Is the second part?
No.
No.
Is it 1 week?
Nope.
It's a Wes Craven horror film?
I might help you more to get the REM.
I don't think so.
Oh, Shiny Happy People. And what
of the
describe
corn?
The movie again?
Children of the Corn.
Stephen King was Children of the Corn.
Wes Craven allegory about urban racial inequality within a spooky, bizarre horror tale. It's from 91. I've never seen it, but I've heard of it.
Shiny Happy People.
Shiny Happy Peoples.
People Under the Stairs. If you guys don't know that movie.
Oh, I saw that movie. That movie's very weird and very good.
Okay.
It's terrifying. I think there's a boy named Rat in that movie.
Simon and Garfunkel point that high-powered perception at Clarice Starling and Buffalo Bill. Shh.
The sound of silence of the lambs.
Mm-hmm. Hello, Guns N' Roses bring Mowgli. Yeah, that's his name. Guns N' Roses bring Mowgli and his friends to their.
Welcome to the Jungle Book. I got one.
Yay!
I got Welcome to the Jungle Book.
You guys didn't let me do the fun knees part.
Knees.
Come on, man.
You're gonna die, Mowgli.
Hold on, I think I have one. The bare necessities.
Cheese. That's fun. That is fun. Beatles.
I'm gonna watch you, con. Oh.
Beatles classic about the ghost with the most, baby.
Beetlejuice, but that would be
Maxwell Silver Hammer Beetlejuice.
What is their? I mean, Beatles. They are the Beatles. Welcome to the Beetlejuice. What is their?
It's Beetlejuice, and they have a song that ends in Beetle.
It ends with B.
B. Oh boy, that could be any of their songs. Let it be.
I wanna hold
let it Beetlejuice.
Bee.
Yeah.
Ow, it stung me.
You're doing a great job. Brooks and Dunn round up Dirt Diggler and Roller Girl to do some all nude line dancing with him.
Boogie Nights.
Oh, I see.
I don't know much.
Mark Wahlberg's penis.
Boot Scoot and Boogie Nights.
Yeah, there you go. Thank you for doing the little voice crack.
Heel toe, do-si do. Come on, baby. Let's go boot scooting.
That was really funny. Paul Simon and his bestie, Chevy Chase, go down the rabbit hole and eat me.
Paul Simon and Chevy. Oh, this is, let me be my kind of guard. You can call me Al. And what was the movie part?
The Matrix. Go down the rabbit hole.
You can call me Alice of Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
You can call me Alice in Wonderland.
There you go. JPC, you're technically
right. They made a movie out of that?
What did JPC say?
The Matrix.
Tom Jones.
One pill makes.
Tom Jones shares a plate of spaghetti and meatballs with Spaghetti herself.
Sex bomb lady and the tramp. Sexy lady and the tramp. She's a lady and the tramp.
Nice.
She's a lady and the tramp.
Sentimental Beatles tune, originally written for Megara, but cut from the final film.
Megara?
Whoa.
I love this
Megara.
One. And what's, Megara is a kind of a princess type character in a Disney movie.
Hercules.
Mm-hmm.
It's a Beatles song?
Yeah, that ends with the word her.
Let it her.
Yeah.
Let it, she came in through the bathroom her.
Mm-hmm.
It's getting hot in her.
It is a her.
It's getting hot in Hercules.
Yeah, they sung that. It's and I love her.
I love when George Harrison goes, I'm from the loop and I'm proud.
Tropical Beach Boys bop about island hopping to return the heart of Tahiti. You're welcome.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I want to take you. Kilargo, Montego, baby, why don't we go?
I really like this one. This might be my favorite.
Kokomo Wana.
Yeah, you did
yeah.
it.
Wow.
Good job. In this near perfect mashup, Aerosmith, what was that, Ty? Are you okay?
We the only reason I got that was I saw Moana 4 times in theaters and we just did Beach Boys on Bill Buds.
Oh, so. Nice.
Moana,
you still got
phenomenal.
It.
That I've been sitting on the edge of the, like that song, incredible.
I love it. I think it's the best Disney movie of the last 20 years. That
Someone,
and Princess and the Frog.
I don't remember what I was listening to, but I was, and I'm sorry if this Dr. was your John. Podcast, but I was listening to a podcast and someone mentioned that they didn't remember Hey Hey from Moana. And I was like, what? That's the best part of the movie. That's the best part of the
dumb
movie.
Dumb bird you don't remember. Unbelievable.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
In this near perfect mashup, Aerosmith takes a trip to Aurora, Illinois to guest on Public Access.
Walk this Wayne's World.
Yeah.
Wow.
Nice. You're so good at these. Tina and Ike rock out with everyone's favorite nanny rolling down the river.
Proud Mary.
Everyone's favorite nanny, Mrs. Doubtfire?
Yeah, she's no. not. I wouldn't maybe. Yeah, she's more of like a.
Oh, Nanny McPhee. Nanny
there's
McPhee?
Something about Proud Mary.
Yeah, Proud Mary. And then she's a famous.
Mary. Famous what? Mary Poppins.
Yeah.
Proud Mary, Mary Poppins.
Proud Mary Poppins.
Nellie Furtado will always fly away to her favorite South Beach drag club to
I'm
escape.
I'm like a birdcage.
Yeah. That's a really
wow.
good one, too.
That's the first movie where I saw Hank Azaria shirtless. Is that his name? Hank Azaria?
Oh, yeah. That's
and I was like, holy shit. The guy from The Simpsons is ripped.
And it probably wasn't the last movie that Hank Azaria was shirtless because they used him shirtless in a lot of movies of that era.
Unbelievable. He's
Welcome
huge.
To the lightning round. Mm-hmm.
Ow, I just got struck by lightning.
Exactly. And
Aaron,
now we continue as normal.
wow, you won.
You won. The
lightning crashes.
The Elton John hit sizzles off the screen with the sexy sparring of Brick and Maggie.
Brick and Maggie.
Brick and Maggie.
It's based on a play.
Brick is, that's
Steve
Cat
Carell
hot,
from Anchorman.
Yeah.
On a hot tin roof.
Yeah,
is
you got
Brick.
It.
Mm-hmm. So Cat.
This also is Steve Carell from Anchorman. Let's not get too far away from that because that could be a viable
that's
image.
I love Lamp. Okay, I love Lamp.
What
is
was the first part of this?
The Elton John hit Sizzles.
So what Elton John song ends with a cat?
You, if you don't know it, you know, it's Honky Cat on a...
What's new, God Honky Cat? Yeah. Meow, meow, meow.
We're confusing everybody. Bonnie Raitt is giving to you in the tale of a immature Hugh Grant who learns how to be an adult from a child.
That's about a boy. I know that. But
Let's give them something to talk about.
Talk
a boy.
About a boy.
Yeah.
Can I just say secretly, I'm rock hard. This is the best thing. This is the best thing that's ever happened to me.
And guess what? I'm about to blow your mind again. You're gonna love this one. Poor Audrey, one, not Audrey two, pines away for a place that she can go one day and escape the institutionalized racism and homophobia of the Deep South one piano gig at a time. Shouldn't have won an Oscar. It was not very good.
Little Shop of Horrors.
No, it's not. It's the song that she
sings. Best Little Shop of Horrors in Texas?
No, she sings a song in it that's called...
Oh, Suddenly Seymour.
No, the other one.
Somewhere That's Green?
Mm-hmm. And then what...
Oh, Somewhere That's Green book.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Duran Duran explores the world of high finance hopped on... Duran Duran explores the world of high finance hopped up on Quaaludes and booze. And also, there's a movie like that, too.
Hungry Like the Wolf, of Wall Street.
Girls
crushed it. This epic, tragic folk song by Gordon Lightfoot tells the sad tale of a ship mysteriously handcuffed to a bed.
The of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yes,
of
Gerald's
Rivia.
Game.
Yeah,
the
holy
wreck of
shit.
Edmund Fitzgerald's.
You guys got it. Well done.
That song, if you ever are looking for a very funny karaoke song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald is very funny to put on and sing at karaoke, especially when you have to say, Gitchy Gimme. It's very funny.
Kander Bob Dylan's The Hurricane as well.
Kander and Ebbs, Sally Bowles, spend some time out west after Nick Cage and Holly Hunter steal her baby.
Raising Arizona is the movie, but I don't know the
what
first
good
part.
Who is sitting alone in your room? Come to the...
Raising Arizona.
Aaron,
I love
right
it.
Into that.
You truly, you walked into
it's
that.
It's a movie with Liza Minnelli in it. And
Funny
Gilbert.
Girl.
No, it's Come to the Cabaret.
Cabaret-raising Arizona. Alan Cummings.
All right, we're going to get through this, you guys.
Yes.
We're going to get through it. All right. And we already did 54, which is Sir Mix-a-Lot's Anaconda. Shania Twain remains unmoved by the comedic antics of Benedict and Beatrice. I love this one, too.
Man, I feel like a what women want.
No.
Benedict and Beatrice.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that.
Shakespeare.
Oh, is it Shakespeare in Love? Man, I feel like a Shakespeare in Love?
Is it Man I Feel Like a Woman?
Man, he's playing a woman? Shakespeare?
No, that it's not Man I Feel Like a Woman. It's the other song that she does. So you got a car.
Oh, that don't impress me much ado about nothing.
About nothing,
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. Missy Elliott. I almost called her Missy Smelliott because that's what we call Lou. Missy Elliott makes Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert put their thing down, flip it, and reverse it in this early Oscar winner.
Missy be getting it gone with the wind. So you would do about nothing. That don't impress me mush. What is the work it? Work it.
It's work it. I can only remember it's at the backwards.
So work
part.
It's the song, but then Gone with the Wind's the movie?
It's not Gone with the Wind.
It's not Gone with the Wind. Can you repeat the clue for the movie?
Yes.
Clark Gable.
Missy Elliott makes Clark Gable and Claudette Colbert put their thing down, flip it, and reverse it in this early Oscar winner.
Is it Work It Happened One Night?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Well done. All right, we're so close.
Close. Jude Law, Natalie Portman, Clive Owen, Julia Roberts.
He can't turn it off. Britney Spears and Constance Wu travel aboard to meet the family and wrestle with cultural differences over a tense mahjong game.
I feel pretty rich Asians. I don't know. Something pretty by...
It's, no,
is it Britney
it's no
Spears?
Pretty.
It's not pretty?
It is Britney Spears, yeah.
But it's Pretty Rich Asians, right?
No, it's not. That's not the name of the movie. It's Crazy.
Is it Crazy Rich Asians?
I'm sorry, Crazy Rich Asians.
Mm-hmm. So is it?
Oh,
You
Drive Me Crazy Rich Asians. You Drive Me Crazy.
JBC Crazy.
I thought in my mind I was like, is that song just called Crazy? But I was thinking of Toxic. I was like, that song's just called Toxic.
And that song is very good.
You're toxic and crazy.
The song, featured in First Wives Club, says that Leslie Gore's got nipples, Greg. Can you milk her?
So it's obviously Meet the Fockers.
So the movie... The Meet the Parents. The song from a movie now, so now... I've never seen First Wives Club, so I'm useless here.
You don't own...
You don't own me.
You don't own the Fockers.
Meet the Parents,
Meet the Parents, yeah.
You should see First Wives Club. It's good. I saw it. I watched it a bunch when I was a kid. I think it's good. I think it's good.
Is it similar to Dr. T and the Women? Because I haven't seen that.
No. Join Eartha Kitt at holiday time in this action-packed vehicle for Ansel Elgort.
Everyone shut up. Mm-hmm. Let me clear my throat. Let me get a big fucking smile on my face.
You'll always be my baby driver.
Santa baby driver. Damn it.
You've ruined his big moment. He'll never get that back. All the episodes have been leading up to this.
You'll always be Santa baby.
Okay. Ooh, ha, we can do this. Okay, yeah, we got it. Okay, In ancient China, Li Shang puts a young street dance crew through their paces in order to win big money and street cred. The guys got him scared to death.
This guy's got me scared to death. Mulan.
No, it's a song.
That's from Aladdin. No, is that Mulan?
Someday I'll make a man out of you've got mail.
You got... you're definitely...
You got served. You got served.
I'll make a man out of you got served.
Nice.
And sorry, real quick, we have to carve out some time. Aaron, can you say the line?
This guy's got him scared to death.
I don't think we've heard that in 150-some episodes.
Because people ask me to stop. And I can hear you. Okay.
People ask me to literally stop everything I do, but I keep going.
All right. Well, I can learn a little something. The B-52s
These are two ends of a very wide spectrum. No feedback and all feedback.
The B-52s get their butts kicked by a young Kevin McAllister when they try to break into his house on Christmas Eve in a state out west.
Love Shaq Home Alone.
Just bring your jukebox money.
I've got me a Christmas that's as big as a whale, and I'm about to kick ass.
Private
Idaho alone.
There you go. Yes.
Or private Idaho alone.
Vanessa Williams was willing to wait for Daniel Day-Lewis during the French and Indian War.
At last of the Mohicans?
He saved the best for last of the Mohicans.
Simply the best for last.
Kermit the Frog does time with Tom Hanks while he awaits the long walk to the electric chair.
It needs to be Green Mile.
Nice.
Oh. JBC and I were twins.
JBC actually just did the Olympic vault and landed it, and that's what you heard. Chuck Berry wants to know.
Maybelline on me? Is it? Maybelline on me?
No.
Okay.
That's so funny, though. Chuck Berry wants to know how you like them apples in the Boston set film
Johnny B.
about
Goodwill
a guitar
Hunting.
Rockin' math genius. Yes. Billy Joel.
I feel like Maybelline on Me also would have worked.
Yeah, it fits that clue. It fits that clue really well.
Billy Joel writes the score for Red, White, and Blaine, including the ballad about why he loves Parker Posey and who doesn't.
Waiting for Guffman. What is a Billy Joel song that ends with waiting or wait?
Yeah.
She's got a way.
Yeah, there you go.
She's got a way. Mm-hmm. She's got a waiting for Guffman.
Mm-hmm. All right. We have two more left. Kid Rock trades in his signature douchey fedora for a big top hat and starts lurking in an Australian house.
Let's go, Brandon Babadook.
Kinda.
Ba with the Babadook.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how's everyone's brains? Pippin's opening song, sung by Ashton Kutcher and Sean William Scott.
Dude, where's my car?
Oh, JBC, please turn that into a musical. I want you to write the music, but in a night.
Oh yeah, I can do it. I can do it tonight. I can do it in the during plugs.
Oh yeah, let us know. We'll leave the episode with you doing that. Addle, do you know the opening number for Pippin?
I've never seen or heard Pippin, but it's one of Gemma's favorites, so I feel bad. But it is Dude, Where's My Car?
It's Magic.
I just don't have
to
time for
Dude,
her interests.
Where's My Car?
Magic to Dude.
And that's it. Is it fun, everybody, when we do just riddles? Is everyone happy, or do you miss the scenes and the shenanigans?
Shenanigans. Here's what I'll say. I'm so glad we burned through 68, because we're going to be doing this for another 20 years.
Yeah. And if you have any more of these to write, Jeremy, if you want to send more in, if anybody wants to write anything in this format, this was so fun to do and would love to do more.
Jeremy did 68. Jeremy, guess what? Here's your golden watch. You're retired. You don't need to do any more, champ.
Yeah,
head into the
okay.
winner's circle.
No, I love Jeremy's. Jeremy's, next time, please do 419. Aaron, I do have to carve out a little bit of time here to say, holy cow, thank you so much. That run was some of the most fun I've had on this podcast because it was delightful to get in the groove. So thank you for allowing us to, or, you know, cajoling us into doing a run.
Isn't it so funny that we did that all in the second half? I'm the worst.
No, truly, that was some of the most fun we've had because, like I said, we were able to get into a groove.
All right, hold on.
Versus being like, what are we doing?
This is erasure for the first two riddles that we did in the first
Always
episode.
I want to be with You've Got Mail.
Adel, you've got plugs, I assume. Do you have anything that you would like to plug?
I haven't got plugs yet, but I'm looking into the cost.
Oh, yeah, nice.
I don't think I have anything to plug up.
Okay, his
and I don't.
Brain is completely broken.
Aaron, do you have anything to plug?
Whoa, my brain feels crazy. Oh, God. Follow sitcom D&D on Instagram and Twitter and listen to the show if you want to. JPC, anything to plug?
If you can find me, you can fucking bet your bottom dollar I'm doing something. So good luck finding my other projects, motherfuckers. I hope to God you try.
In other words, chase me, listen.
Okay, and here we go. I'll start us off, and then JPC, you jump in whenever you're ready.
Sure.
Where's my car? Where's my car? Can't be far. Where's my car? Where'd it go?
Dude.
Beep, beep. Honk, honk. Beep, beep. Honk, honk,
honk, honk.
Sean William Scott, where is my car? I don't know. I don't know. Ashton Kutcher, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Ashton Kutcher, I don't know.
And then, and I'm saying it like this for a reason. And
Jupiter, I know I'm laughing. Give her a second.
Bye
She's
forever.
Laughing. They have character names. They're not going around. I'm dying.
Not in that movie, they don't. Hey there, Marches and Elevens. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's the return to our second entry in our series of This Day in Improv History. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew, and you can add free episodes, for $8 a month. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.